are here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts. And we have somebody here who traveled a long ways to get here, Gene, all the way from Hawaii, USA, Federal Credit Union. Gene Miyahira. Miyahira. My apologies. Miyahira. So welcome.
Thank you. And this is a beautiful sight, Boston.
It is. Yes. Boston's a great town. Great food, great atmosphere,
and
history,
people.
And great people, too.
History.
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, hey, we're talking about, before we get into our topic about board elections, how's the conference going for you?
Wonderful speakers. The chef.
I heard about him.
He was outstanding. Yeah. And then I just heard the fellow from Airbnb. He was excellent.
Yeah.
Well, the first presenter was just because we found out from his felony days to his days of success. Mm-hmm. It's really inspirational for young people to hear that because they'll realize that there is a bad and a good.
Oh, yeah. And a second chance in life.
Second chance. And many of the kids have to think about second chances in life.
Yes.
It's very, very important.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, but it's how we bounce back from them that counts. So,
keynote speakers outstanding, and I went to the cybersecurity session, and I went also to the risk management. Opened our eyes.
Really?
It really.
What
did.
Was surprising in those? What opened your eyes?
Well,
if there's a nugget of information in there that you.
I think the impact of fraud. And how easily it can happen. And then I related to someone. It happened to me exactly what they were talking about.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you know firsthand, personal.
Not only once, several times.
Really? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It was all through my server network on the computer. And someone accessed my account and took all the money. And we found out someone had hacked into my account.
Yeah.
All of my emails were being sent to this person. Yes, and that's how the person found my password.
Information.
Yes, everything was there.
Oh my gosh.
Well, luckily we caught it, so it was all
good. Luckily, yeah. And is that something that Hawaii USA is very aware of? As obviously,
cybersecurity. Yeah. We're always very aware of protecting our members. I think that's one of the most important.
Priority one.
Yeah. And we also want our members to know that these are the steps they should be taking.
Yeah.
So listening to presenters, it was just news, information that we could use. And it's something that we should be taking back to our credit union.
I agree.
So I took very good notes.
Oh, good.
So people are asking, will you send me your report? Because when I return back to Hawaii, USA, I will write a report on what, and I will present it at the board meeting.
You should charge money for those people that are asking you for your notes. So $50 a page or something.
I told them, the nerve, you should be taking your own notes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Well, or just record it.
Share it with them.
Yeah. Well, that was nice of you. Well, that's the kind of the credit union way. So
we take pictures, and then I was also taking notes because I needed to write this information down, not just hear it, but be able to.
I'm the same way.
Yes.
I gotta take notes to retain it, and then exactly.
The text is important on my phone.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, board elections. And you have a company that is helping you out as well, one of our sponsors as well. So thank you to Survey and Ballot Systems. So tell us about board elections and how they have helped you guys out in your.
We always talk about members being involved in our credit union and how important it is to inform them about what's happening at the credit union. And one area is the board elections. Somehow people are very interested in board elections. And we started using survey and ballots for the past 4 years. And all of a sudden the interest in people wanting to apply to become a board member, it just shot up. So from no one being interested because they didn't want to do the hard copy. But doing the electronic was exciting for them. So I know when I ran for re-election, there were 9 of us, which is highly unusual. And these are people we didn't even know. But we got to meet them and to find out what their interest areas were. And they became volunteers. So now we have about 25 volunteers who serve on various committees. And this is from the pool that we've had from people applying to be on the board.
So what did they do to kind of enhance this interest? Because I know this is an issue at a lot of credit unions, is trying not only to get people to run for the board, but to even vote for the people that are on the board. So what did survey and ballot systems do to kind of up the ante?
During our interview of board applicants, I asked, what interested you in becoming a board member? Yeah. They said it was the ease of use from the survey and ballots. Okay. And because they no longer had to use hard copy, they wanted to do it electronically. And everything was done electronically. And then we print out their resume that is supplied to us on the survey and ballots. And we print it out that way. And so people can click on technology. And so it was very easy to use. And it was very convenient for them, but it was also very convenient for us.
So yeah, it's a win for you guys, a win for the members, and a win for the board members, as well as for new or established board directors.
And so a lot of these people said technology changed their attitude about applying. So we have lots. And come July 1st, we're going online again. We're doing our survey and ballot. And the one thing about that company that's really nice is whatever format we would like to use, we would present it to them and they would find modifications that will help fit in, yes. And I think that's what we were looking for, was someone who could work with us and make it easier for our members to go online and apply for the board.
Yeah, that's the whole thing with even like online lending, member application, all that type of stuff. The easier it is, the easier the onboarding process is, or the easier the application process, the more activity you're going to get. So it sounds like the same thing with the election.
What's happening? Yes. And so we'll be doing the application starting July 1st, and on that, on their to-do list and to-know list, we have all of the rules about applying and no compensation. So because a lot of people,
they think it's paid position. Yeah.
Most boards, for the profit, are paid positions. So we inform that we're non-profit.
Do you mind if I ask you your opinion on that, whether a board member should be paid or not? Or what's your thought on that?
Community credit unions that pay their board members. Well, I just feel that this is our community service, that the reason why I decided to be on the board, to consider running for the board, was the executive VP from the credit union believed in us, because our field membership is education. And he believed enough in us that he allowed us to operate a student credit union. It is branded just like a branch, and it's on the high school.
I remember this news, yes.
Yes, yeah. And so we started it, and we were part of a very large academy program nationally, and we were the pilot for them. So most of the high schools started student-operated credit unions, and they would call Hawaii USC and ask them, how did it affect your bylaws? How did it affect your policy? What changes did you have to make? And so it became a national, and I did a lot of presentations about student-operated credit unions. So now it's sort of a norm in the Academy of Finance.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good move by you guys. I remember that being in the news. I'm like, oh, what a good move they're doing there. So it's getting the kids in early and getting them knowledgeable about finance and stuff like that is just
that's
a great move.
The high school kids, but their role is also to go down to the elementary school and promote financial literacy in the elementary level. And we are now finding that the schools that are within our complex area, with the high school area, they are now adopting those type of policies. Yes, so it's exciting to see. So our students used to go down to the high school, to the elementary schools. They would make all the arrangements. They would contact the teachers, and they would do a whole big, like the whole sixth grade or the whole fifth grade. And that would be like hundreds of kids.
Sooner the better. Getting that financial education, the sooner the better. Oh, my gosh.
Kids who did a really good job of presenting at the elementary, they are now our staff members at Hawaii USA.
Really? Oh, yes. My gosh. What a great story.
Yes, and they're in very good positions. One girl is now in the accounting department, and she went back to the university and received her bachelor's degree. There's another girl who I'm really proud. She's part of the strategic planning, and we have Oh, one of our girls became a manager, and she worked her way up from being a teller all the way.
Great story.
It is, and it's really chicken skin because you see that it circled closing there, and so she's... We're very proud of it.
Well, all that pays off in the long run.
So the credit union benefits because they were able to train them at an early... when they did internships there. So during their internship, they learned so much, and they continued on weekends to work at the credit union. And then they went on to post-secondary, and they continued their employment. And they became full-time staff.
Congratulations.
And so they sit alongside me. And so it's, and it's really neat because... Oh, they still call me Mrs. Mia here. But it's so they're proud that they're able to sit next to me and make the same decision-making areas that we talk about at work.
It's good to have that exposure at such a young age.
Yes, yes. And we know that they're moving forward and they will eventually pay forward to it. Yeah.
And that's, and looking at the bigger picture, just from my viewpoint, it's good for the economy as well when you have... So many of these kids learning about financial stability, a good foundation, all that budgeting, all that type of stuff at such a young age.
Are learning college industry standards. Yes, that's very important.
Everybody benefits.
Yes.
Everybody.
And for them to be involved in all of the decision making.
Love it. Gene, I could talk about this for a long time, and I think you could too. So anything else to add to kind of wrap up here? Any other takeaways you're going to take back to Hawaii USA from the show? Or
well, I love to listen to the presenters, and it's the information that we gain that we take back with us, and that's how we grow our credit union and be sure that our membership understands that these are the new trends and that we should be looking forward to it. And how to protect yourself, especially for cybersecurity. That's one of the big issues right now.
Yeah, I think that's probably, I talk to a lot of credit union CEOs, and I'm asking them, what keeps you awake at night? And cybersecurity is number one every time.
You don't know where the hackers are. They're just any place. They can be, in fact, mine was a foreign country.
Yeah, you never know.
Into my account. Yes, that I was really stunned.
Very scary.
It was very scary. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it all turned out okay. And your credit union is blossoming like crazy. So congratulations on that.
You're the largest in the state of Hawaii.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Very cool. Anything else to add to wrap up, Gene?
No, I think it's wonderful that you folks are promoting it.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk to you. And so thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with us.
I've had good relationship with CUNA because I did go through the volunteer certification program, and I was so excited to see Michelle Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Because she was in charge at that time. And so we usually return back for recertification. So this is my recertification.
Oh, congratulations. Well done. Well, safe travels back to your beautiful state of Hawaii. We're so happy that you made the trek. I mean, halfway across the globe to be here practically.
Well,
so thank you.
If you want to learn, you must travel to do
it. I agree.
Yes.
Gene, thank you so much.
You're welcome.